You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the chef, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
You're so hot.
VIP me put in my pocket. It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. We got another episode of Elevated Sports Talk. What is going down, everybody? Let's get ready to fire them up.
All right, fire them up.
Neil in the house. Shout out to Canada. What up, what up? Bakes in the house. What up, brother? We got our man Stranger in the house. What is going down, everybody? Throw it in the chat what you are smoking on. I'm going to bring up some WNBA action. I went to the Aces versus Caitlin Clark yesterday. we got a cool segment from the Pat McAfee show. let's see, what else do we got? We got, we're going to talk about some LeBron James and some Bronny, I'm sure. Oh man, Bakes wanted in on the CD Lamb chops. And didn't get it. Wasn't a huge haul, but that was a pretty big haul for CD Lamb. A first, a second, Kyren Williams, and what's it called? And Roman Wilson. Yep, Bronny got signed, so he inked his deal. It's 4 years, $7 million and some change. I think it was like 7.8, 7.7, something like that. You know, one thing that we're going to be in store for however long his career is, he's going to be doing nothing but lying, just like his dad, because we know that LeBron never fucking tells the truth. He always says whatever it is that fits his narrative. And guess what? Bronny James the same way. So they said, how long? And I should have got the clip. But they were like, how long have you been thinking about, you know, potentially playing for the Lakers? Like, how long have you been thinking about, you know, potentially playing with your dad, LeBron James? And he was like, oh man, I never thought about playing with my dad. Like, he might think about that, but that's something I never even think of. My whole goal was just to get to the league and then to work as hard as I can to make sure to stay here. And just get the fuck out of here. Your dad's literally been talking about you fucking playing on his team in the media for fucking what, like at least 6 years, 5 or 6 years, like ever since he went to high school, he's been talking about that shit. So that's what we're gonna get, man. The legacy of James Liars is gonna continue. What up, Zeb? He said, how was the game? Say hi to Miss Clark. So the game was cool. It was at T-Mobile Arena. So it wasn't at the Michelob Arena, the one that's only like 5,000 people. This one was at T-Mobile. Let me find the video that I took to send of like the whole crowd. Because you can see it was crowded, man. It was crowded. I think they said it was the biggest crowd. Let me see. Hold on. Let's see what this said. Fifth largest crowd in WNBA history. It was 20,366. Let's see. You guys can kind of see what this looks like here. Here we go. It was crowded, man. It was crowded. There was not a lot of empty seats in the stands. That is for sure. Picks it offered. Cousins, Metcalf, DJ Moore for CD, some bullshit. Can't wait to win your rental. Well, I mean, it was the first and the second rounder. Like, he was rebuilding, so he wanted to get some draft picks, like, in there also. I mean, that's what he told me. So, yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, no one's high on DK. Like, nobody's high on DK at all. Who's Ash, or is it just and DJ Moore? I mean, Cousins, yeah, that's one thing. Yeah, I mean, I would have liked your haul better than his. Strange that I'm hoping I'm having some orange Skittles for breakfast. Let's go. Let's try it out. Pops must be a Schmitty follower. Yeah, when I'm rebuilding, I try not to get too many running backs in the mix. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here was this one was not a clip that I got yesterday. This was one from ESPN. I was wondering what the hell happened.
Somebody make some noise. It's Aces Basketball.
But you made sure to tie your shoes at the same time. So here's one thing that I noticed about the WNBA yesterday. The Aces, man, the Aces are going to be competing again for another championship. Asia Wilson, she could pretty much score in the post, like, at will. I think she had like 20 points, like, in the post or something like that. They could not stop her when she was in the paint. And she could shoot, like, as well. I mean, that's number one. Asia Wilson is probably still the MVP of the league. Kelsey Plum, man, she was killing it out there. She scored like 30 plus points, and she was dropping dimes out there. I think she was like 6 for 10 from 3-point. Like, she just was not missing, like, at all. I mean, the Aces are stacked, but the Fever, I kind of see what their issue is. I really saw what their issue was. And, like, the issue, it's not Caitlin Clark. Because she should have had, like, I don't know, maybe like 15 assists in yesterday's game. But, like, her teammates suck. Like, they finally got it going to where she would throw in a nice pass to the post. And they would just, I mean, it was either, like, they wouldn't catch it. Or, like, they weren't working it right in the post, in the paint, like, at all. They kind of overcame that in the second half, and I don't even know names. I mean, it was just numbers that I was seeing, but number zero on the Fever, she started making, like, all of her buckets. But the thing with Caitlin is she's legit just a scorer. I mean, Kelsey Plum, I feel like, is shorter than her, but Kelsey Plum was actually making moves to get to the rack. And I feel like because the Fever are not that good, there's not a lot of spacing when it comes to Caitlin Clark. Like, I mean, there is no playing ISO, because when she was at the top of the key, she was getting doubled more often than not. So that's, like, the big issue, is that Fever can't really space the ball. I saw so many plays where Caitlin Clark, like, her spacing the ball is standing back and getting, like, 1 to 2 players, like, out of the paint and shit like that. But that seems to be, like, their biggest issue. Like, Caitlin was, she was getting rebounds. I don't know how, and most of the time, if they were on offense, like, and she wasn't shooting the ball, she was, like, already going back the other way to try to get on defense. But she doesn't really play defense, like, either. She was throwing a lot of dimes, though. Like, she's a really good passer, and her team just sucked. They could not get the buckets off of her dimes. And so that's one of the things that sucks. Like, they need a couple other shooters. I mean, Caitlin had, like, the third most points, like, on her team. Yesterday, I think she only had like 12 or 13 points. And I swear that she only had like 3 points until the fourth quarter. And then she finally started making some buckets. It was not a good game for her. They really couldn't handle the double team I mean, she's making the smart plays, but she wasn't forcing it. So that's like a good thing also. Like, she's not like forcing up like bad shots and bad takes. Like, all the shots that she missed, those deep three pointers, those weren't bad shots. I mean, she just ended up missing them. But that seems to be the biggest issue with the Fever, the Indiana Fever. Like, and man, people showed out for Caitlin. Like, there was more Caitlin fans in attendance probably than Aces fans yesterday. And probably not. Like, everyone's really hyped for the Aces, apparently. It's the first game I've ever been to, but people are hyped. There's some diehards out there. And, yeah, Caitlin's kind of screwed with her squad right now. I mean, I'm assuming they're going to finish off pretty shittily. And so they should get a high lottery pick. But, yeah, they're going to need some help. That's for sure. How about this? I don't know how long ago this was. Let me go try to look. But I saw this. Let's see. Freaks on Pat. Let me see if, when's this say? So I think this was 2 weeks ago. I don't watch the Pat McAfee show all that often, but this shit is funny. Adam Cole freaks the fuck out on McAfee.
This thing now.
Fuck you, Pat! Whoa. Seriously, I'm sick of your shit. I come the whole way here, take time away from my family to come to do your stupid fucking show. And you're gonna continue to disrespect me over don't touch me!
Whoa!
Fuck
whoa.
You, oh, McAfee. Whoa. Fuck you!
No, fuck you! Get out of here!
Shit!
What are you getting upset about? These are things that are being said.
And it's a valid question.
I am an interviewer. Okay, people say you surrounded yourself, which is very smart, and they might have done it for you, with people that were also very, very talented, maybe even more talented than you, and then the Undisputed Era kind of got a chance to take off.
I know that you're just trying to do your job, and that's fine. I took some time out of visiting my family to come and do your show, but you're being a total dick right now.
Me.
And I find it so ironic.
Me.
That of all people to say that I surrounded myself with really great talent, and that's the reason I succeeded. Of all people, you, what a punter.
Whoa.
You being on a team that literally did everything. You just happened to kick a football every now and then, and all of a sudden you feel like you're really, really important. Of all people to say that to me, that I surround myself with super talented people, and that's the only reason that I was successful.
Whoa, you're a psycho. We didn't say Jesus. Only reason. Uh-oh. We said it's main reason.
Main reason. That's exactly what you're saying.
And since you just kind of took a little jab there at my profession, that
you've been taking jabs at me this whole show.
No. I was the player of the decade at my position in the NFL, being a punter. So although I was surrounded by good people, it was just me and a ball.
And Pat, guess what? I was the longest reigning NXT champion of all time. And guess who did that all by themselves? Oh, that's right, me. Did it all by myself.
Nope. Don't believe that. We've watched the takeovers, Adam. The Undisputed Era is the main reason why you've succeeded. But by the way, smart. That's good business. Hey, that's business, baby. That's very smart. Yeah. Well, and especially for you, because, you know, you're kind of small.
We're going to go with the size thing now.
Damn. Yeah, Pat McAfee was definitely poking some jabs right there and trying to act like he wasn't. Big said, you know what's wrong with the Fever? I'll tell you. It's that Pop Sold CD. For one 2024 first in Kyren. I mean, there's a second in there as well. But, yep. Not a huge haul. I mean, it's a haul, but not a huge haul. But, yeah, so Pat McAfee and Adam Cole, he pissed off Adam Cole. Adam Cole was ready to fight. Pat McAfee was not. Pat McAfee didn't seem like he wanted any parts of that at all. No fucking way. I just saw the bullshit LeBron info. 2 years, $104 million. LeBron, he's a $52 million player. Man, Lakers, you suck. We know that Lakers are trying to make money and they're not trying to win championships. That's damn. 2 years, $104 million. What do you guys think about that? I'm sure Emil likes it. What do you guys think about that? Worth it? Worth it for his basketball skills? Worth it for his basketball skills? Let's go see what his stats were last year. And then let's go look at. League leaders. All right, let's see. .25 points a game, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. Let's see where that stacks amongst the league leaders. Let's see. Well, LeBron's like 20th in minutes. I mean, that's not too shabby. 20th in minutes. Where the hell is the points per game? Here we go. One, two, three. I mean, there's four people who averaged over. There's four people who averaged over 30 points this year. Not one of them is LeBron James. Let's see. LeBron James tied for 16th in the league. 16th. Of course, Emil likes it. Salute, Derek. What up, homie? We're talking about LeBron, his stupid contract that he got 2 years, 104 mil right now. Let's go see. Rebounds per game. Let's see where he stacks up. Yeah, fuck. He's so low. He is tied for 42nd in rebounds per game. Let's check assists per game because everyone always talks about how he's like the best assister in the world. Ha, he's 6th in assists, so he's moving the ball. AD can sure score. We know that. Hey, Toyota One in the house. What up, bro? How's the move? Let's see. Ha, LeBron's tied for 6th in turnovers per game. Ha, that's one of the stats that he's the highest out of everywhere. It's crazy. There's only 17 people in the NBA who played 82 games. That's it. Damn, that's whack. And LeBron wasn't even in the top 50 of games played. That's crazy that he still warrants that much, man. It ain't because of his basketball skills why he's warranting that much. That's for sure. Emil said LeBron's the most valuable player in the league. Well, when you say it like that, you make it sound like skills-wise, because the most valuable player in the league is usually based on skills, is usually based on stats, usually based on your team being excellent. So, no, I mean, come on, man. Like, he has the most marketing value out of any player. How about that? But no, he's not the most valuable player. Toyota One says super hot, but not Vegas around 108. I mean, that's hot in Cali because, there's no humidity here. So, like, it could be 110, and if I'm not in the sun, like, directly, it's bad. It's hot, but it's not, like, that bad. Like, when you're in the sun, then that shit fucking is real, real hot. Like, even in a car. Like, fuck, like, yesterday when I'm going to the game, I'm in a car. I took an Uber, so I'm in the back seat. And like just the back part of my neck, you just feel like the sun just like fucking beaming like right down on you. So I like take my hat and like cover my fucking neck. That shit was fucking annoying. All right, Emil said that's true. I worded it wrong. And I'm not mad. I'm not mad at that take. LeBron is the most marketable person in the NBA. And it's probably not even close. And it's goofy. It's goofy. He's no LeBron. He's no Michael Jordan. He's no Kobe. He's been around forever. And now his son is out there telling lies on national television like his daddy did. 90 in New Jersey, but only like 80 here right now. Nice. Nice. So, yeah, that's some bullshit, man. That's some bullshit. 100 and combined between both of them, they're making 54, a little less than 54 mil a year combined between Bronny and LeBron. Uber's bad car fashion, but nice to have it in the desert. Nice. 111. That's hot. That's hot for Cali. When I was in San Diego, Derek said, what'd Bronny lie about? So after he signed his deal, he was, did a little press conference and like someone asked him, they were like, so how long have you been thinking about being on the Lakers? How long have you been thinking about like playing with your dad in the NBA? Or when they said, how long have you been thinking about playing with LeBron James? I said, dad. And he was like, you know what? Like, he thinks about that kind of stuff. I've never thought about that. I've never thought about playing with him. This is all just, it's something I don't even think about, you know, and playing for the Lakers. I mean, it's a dream come true, but I'm just here. I'm here to work. Like my whole goal was to get here to the NBA and now I'm here to work. Yeah. 111's fucking hot. So when I used to do pool cleaning stuff, like I lived in San Diego, but there was a lot of accounts that my dad had that were in like the East County. And that's like, maybe let's say 15 to 30 minutes, like from the center, like of the city. And like, it's crazy. You go inland just that far. And man, it was 115, 116, like on the reg. Yeah. And I mean, there was a few different clips like that I saw, but come on, man, you know he wanted to play with his dad. He wasn't getting drafted. If he didn't get drafted to the Lakers, nobody would have drafted him. And it's not because they thought that he would have went to Australia. Come on, man. He didn't look upset. He looked like he already knew. He's a bad actor, just like his dad's a bad actor. He's a real bad actor as well. Because he didn't look mad. He looked like he already knew. And yeah, the rest of his family celebrated. Because yeah, maybe the rest of his family didn't officially know like yet. Once they signed JJ Redick, he knew. I mean, once he signed JJ Redick, I knew. So I don't know how he didn't know. Yeah, he's a bad actor. No Space Jam 3 for him. No Space Jam 3 for him. I'll tell you though, his younger brother looks way better than Bronny does. I don't know his name, but he's like 2 years younger. He looks way, way better than Bronny. And he's only like 16 or 15 or some shit like that. Right, Derek said LeBron's a bad actor. No cap. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Bryce. Okay. Thanks, Emil. Yeah, like he in it was in I don't know if it was a high school game or an AAU game that I saw the highlights, but man, I mean, so he could shoot and he's already out there dunking at 15 or 16. And like, and Emil said, looks better in basketball. Yeah, yes. I'm not judging him off of his appearance. I'm judging him off his basketball skills in the highlights. Like I've not seen any Bronny highlights that looked as good as his brother, as his younger brother's highlights. This is going to be like a Lonzo Ball, LaMelo Ball. Like thing where yeah, Lonzo Ball straight trash, but he was there first because his pops willed it into existence. But it's the younger brother who is actually the one who can hang. And because yeah, who knows? What if the younger brother, what if they have him go play overseas? I mean shit, do it like real big, like LaMelo Ball did. Cause didn't he go play for like 2 years play for 2 years overseas, like not playing his senior year. And Emil said, no, Bronny's better. Come on, bro. He's not. I bet you that his brother gets drafted higher and LeBron's not going to be in the league when it happens. So he's actually going to get drafted off of his skill. No. He's not. Bronny's not better. Bronny's highlights are weak as fuck. Like, everyone's judging Bronny off of his potential. Like, because nobody could show me highlights where they're like, damn, that kid's going to be like hella dope in the NBA. Like, nobody could show me what his fucking combine where he's shooting wide open threes. I saw chicks yesterday in the WNBA game just shooting lights out like pregame when nobody's fucking sticking them. So, I mean, yeah, it is like I'd take Kelsey. I'd take Kelsey Plum over Bronny any day. Caitlin Clark can shoot the lights out way more than Bronny can. You got WNBA players who would shit all over Bronny right now. It's a quick question. If this was Carmelo and his son, would you be saying all this? Well, see, the thing is I always talk shit about Nepo babies. Like, I mean, you've been around here for a while. How much shit did I talk about Jerry Rice's son? Like, man, so much shit talk. He shouldn't have got drafted either. I said that with his college stats. And like everything that you're doing off of Jerry Rice's son is off of his name. And because he ain't his dad, like he didn't do no kind of stats that warranted like being drafted like in the NFL. So like Nepo babies, like they get shit on by me. You know that. So yes, would you be saying all this if his son averaged similar stats and did not prove in college, in 1 year of college? Because that's all I'm saying. Bronny could have went back to college. He could have increased what he actually did. And then I wouldn't have said anything. But like, he wasn't ready to come out into the NBA. Like, get the fuck out of here. He was not ready to come into the NBA. So yes, if Carmelo Anthony's son did not deserve it, just like I'm saying, like Jerry Rice's son didn't deserve it. I mean, Jerry Rice, like just like LeBron James, right? One of the GOATs. I mean, if you're talking skill position, I feel like Jerry Rice would win all the time. If we're not including quarterbacks in the GOAT conversation, it would be Jerry Rice. Longevity. They both won 4 championships, so they got something in common. Jerry's only been to 4, though. But yes, I would be talking shit just the same. And you should know, Emil, that when it comes to these Nepo babies, that I'm very, very consistent in talking shit unless they show me something that warrants it, that warrants me not talking shit about them. Toyota One says, seems the younger siblings always better than the older ones in sports all the time. Yeah, look at Christian McCaffrey, right? Like his older brother, I think his older brother played in the UFL, but nowhere near as skilled as CMC, you know? But yeah, and even CMC, it's like, It was so far removed from Ed McCaffrey being a thing. I feel like a lot of people didn't even realize for the longest time that was Ed McCaffrey's son. You know, like, I mean, I liked the Broncos back then and Ed McCaffrey and Shannon Sharp. And it's really because Terrell Davis went to Lincoln High School in San Diego. Like, that was another reason why I liked the Broncos, because it was like super dope. We got like a fucking San Diego local in back-to-back Super Bowls. And then he ran the 2000. Like, yeah. Yeah, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., nice. Yeah, and it's like, but we weren't going crazy on him either, saying that he should have been drafted in like the first or second round. I mean, for the whole time, I was like, he's going to be like a third or fourth round guy, maybe even a fifth round guy, because linebackers don't get any kind of respect, but he's going to get drafted because he's one of the best like 5 linebackers like coming out in college right now. Marvin Harrison Jr. was nice. Yeah, and I've been talking shit about Marvin Harrison Jr. I mean, maybe not that much, but I haven't been stroking him off like everybody else. Like, I've been saying he's the guy that I want to avoid because of how high he's going. Kellen Winslow Jr. was nice. Yeah, Kellen Winslow Sr. is way better. Jr. had some problems. And Toyota One said, didn't Jordan have an older brother? I mean, shit, he's from the time where he probably had a couple. Siblings for sure. Derek said, shout out to the name Lincoln. Yeah, Lincoln High School in San Diego, California. It's a school where Mitchie Slick went to, if you guys know about Mitchie Slick. And then Terrell Davis and Marshall Faulk both went to this school. So Yeah, two Super Bowl MVPs that went to the same school. Way different time, though. Way different time. I met Marcus Allen because he came back to that school and did a little, one of those little mini football camps or like whatever. And they picked someone who was like a 7-year-old all the way through like 14 or 15-year-olds. And they picked one person like per age group. And I got to run, I think it was for the 9-year-olds. And I got to do the, I got to do the whole obstacle course for the 9-year-olds. Todd Derek said, except for that Lincoln Financial Field. He said, fuck that place. You're still getting money off it though, right? They need to take my name off that place. You could curse it though. You could totally curse it. Could totally curse it, Derek, if you wanted to. Let's see. What else do we got? What else do we got going here? Let me see. What was the other video that I had? I know I had one other video. I'm gonna start doing my best to, when I see a good video, to make sure to save it so I can share it on the show. Oh, this one's, it's a little sneak peek from Hard Knocks. This shit is funny because we hate the Giants and how stupid they are. This just shows even more how stupid they are.
Say, Saquon, franchising and trading him, I don't think is realistic.
Are we positive that nobody is going to pay him that kind of money? Like, there's nobody in the draft. There's no free agents, receivers that are going to, they're either going to be going back to their team at $20 million.
I mean, who would you say would go sign up running back to that dollar amount?
A team that's, I mean, anyone that has money to spend.
There's a lot of running backs in free agency.
Yeah, but are any potential difference makers really? Like after you watch this film?
Even if Saquon's number one on your board, do you imagine anyone's going to have such a gap between Saquon and Jacobs, Pollard, Henry, whoever else?
Giants are want morons.
$12 million a year or minus whatever we're willing to eat and send a draft pick.
He's the only guy who knows.
And then if we did, what would somebody realistically give up?
I just think all the teams that need a running back are going to look at Saquon. Do you feel good about eating $3 to $4 million for a fifth round pick? Like,
I don't know, man. There's no guarantee we can trade it.
Fucking Uncle Tom.
So, you know, having the needs that we have in a $12 million, 27-year-old running back.
Giants are so stupid. But yeah, but we'll pay Daniel Jones $40 million a year. Man, Giants are so stupid. I can't wait till Hard Knocks starts because we're going to have a whole bunch of dumb clips like that that we'll be able to play. Oh, man. Idiots. You idiots. Like Daniel Jones is the guy that you keep instead of Saquon. Idiots. Let's see. Johnny Manuel says that James Conner will see a bulk share of the team's backfield workload in 2024. It's crazy that anybody thinks that it would not be that way. I was never high on Benson, and I was never high on Benson coming in and just stealing work from James Conner, assuming that James Conner is not hurt. Now, when he gets hurt, I mean, because he always does, like that's something different. But yeah, no running back who's drafted in the third or fourth round is coming in to just like steal all the work from a running back before we've seen them earn it in training camp. Like that's just, that's not going to happen. Never going to happen. Of course, Kyren's going to be the starter. Big whoop-de-doo from the Rams OC. Like, what the fuck? Of course, Kyren's going to be the starter. Is it going to be Blake Corum? Come on. Come on. In third round, he's just going to automatically just like start. Like, no, come on. Especially at running back. Like, that's one of those ones. If you're drafted in, like, the first round, like, yeah, more than likely you're going to be the starter. Like, if you're drafted Zeke 104, Saquon 102, CMC 108, and you're going to the teams that don't really have running backs, like, of course you're going to be a fucking starter. Josh Jacobs at, like, the 116. Najee at the 120. Like, of course you're going to be a starter. But, like, outside of that, like, you look at – or what's it called? Breece Hall and Ken Walker, like drafted in the second round. You knew pretty much that those guys were going to be going in like as the starters. But like, there's nobody that we could really think of drafted in the third round or later who we're just expecting to be the starter realistically. Phone network microphone says that 49ers and Brandon Ayuk are no closer to a deal. We're going to have some Brandon Ayuk clips coming on YouTube. Make sure if you guys aren't watching the YouTube shorts, make sure you guys are watching those, because I'm finding cool podcasts that are out there and I'm getting little clips like from them, like the AB, the Antonio Brown clips, like those were fun to watch. The Tom Brady ones, those have been fun to watch. And then now Brandon Ayuk, we got some Brandon Ayuk clips coming. And oh, okay. Patriots signed Tavai to a 3-year extension worth up to $21 million. I mean, that's a pretty good deal for a linebacker. Yeah. I mean, that just means he's going to be more utilized for sure. I mean, I already like him as like a depth piece. Maybe he'll be a little bit more of a role player on that defense this year and more like consistency. The athletic Matt Burrows believes that 49ers offense could be more pass heavy in 2024. I mean, yeah, I guess, because like they had the third highest percentage of rushes last year. Third highest percentage of rushes. And yeah, I mean, you got Brock Purdy over there, CMC. Let's get him 100 targets. Let's do it. Let's do it, baby. Derek said Aaron Rodgers missed mandatory minicamp due to a pre-planned trip to Egypt. I mean, if it's pre-planned, it don't matter. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Let Aaron Rodgers do what he needs to do. They're not giving Derek royalties. I'm writing a letter to white chicks. Aaron Wilson, Tyreek said, I'm also looking for a new deal when asked about recent contracts signed by other receivers these offseason. Let's get it. John said, Mayo making sure all the linebackers get paid. Hell yeah. Mayo taking care of his own. Let's go. And I mean, you know, 3 years, $21 million. I mean, that's not even a crazy deal. I'm sure it's like backloaded, like most of it. So yeah, that's, you know, Jared Mayo, man, he's always been one of my favorite like IDP linebackers. Like shit, I read a team off the other day that was a 2012 championship that I won. Jared Mayo and Patrick Willis, two of the key pieces on defense. And yeah, Jared Mayo is just so good. He's so fucking smart. Yeah, he's the man. And it's cool that he's getting his guys paid. Get your guys paid. And he's not getting them crazy money, but he's making sure that they ain't on no fucking league minimums or nothing now. And Derek said, Breece Hall said, I feel like I'm back to my old self when asked about how he feels heading into training camp. I mean, Breece Hall should be worth every bit of that high first round draft capital that he's going to have in redraft. I feel like in most leagues, even super flex leagues, he's a top 8 pick, like really a top 6 pick. And, you know, it really just depends on how many QBs like get drafted there. But yeah, Breece Hall, CMC, Breece and Bijan, like, I mean, those are the three guys like this year. Those are the guys who are going high as fuck. The guys who were first rounders in pretty much every style of every redraft league that we have. Those are the running backs out of the three first rounders. And yeah, one year removed from the ACL. We should be in for some good things. They improved the line. Aaron Rodgers, if he's back, fuck. And he just better not get hurt in the first four fucking plays. He better not. And it should be a lot better. Should be a lot better this year. Let's see. And Derek said, wow, that's a good defense. Mayo and Willis. That was nice. And I mean, I read off the whole team, and I think I had CJ Mosley like on that team. And I can't remember who was the fourth linebacker that I had. Yeah, I think we talked about this yesterday, that Herbert said that Ladd McConkey's picking up the offense easily this offseason. I hope so, man, for all my Herberts that I got everywhere, which I don't have a super insane amount of Herbert. But, yeah, I mean, we can't honestly say it's going to be Josh Palmer and Quentin Johnston, right? I mean, on the best ball, I picked those two because those were the cheaper ones. Ladd went way fucking higher. I think I got those guys in, like, 15, 16, 17 round, like something like that. But lad, very little competition over there for him. Derek said, I think Josh will be the number one and Ladd will be the number two. Johnston the number three. Oh, yeah, I wonder who they're going to play like more in the slot out of Quentin Johnston and Ladd McConkey, because, I mean, the traditional one and two are on the outside, you know. But I know what you mean. Just like number two in the pecking order for sure. And like, Quentin Johnston sucks like in the slot. Like, he really sucks wherever you line him up on the field because he can't fucking catch and tries to catch with his body. And he always ends up fucking letting the shit bloop. And it's like right off his chest. Or it's like all the way up here and it's like bloop right off his fingertips. And I told you when they drafted him that the Chargers fucked up. I knew that they fucked up. They drafted the guy. This was the exact same situation as like the linebackers that I was telling you back in the day when it was Ken Walker, it was Jordan Brooks, and it was Patrick Queen. And then, like, it was the same thing. Like, was it last year or 2 years ago? Can't even remember now. But we had the four wide receivers. It was the JSN. It was Quentin Johnston. It was Zay Flowers. And it was fucking Jordan Addison. And they couldn't pick JSN because JSN got picked. But you had your choice of any of the three. And, like, man, Zay Flowers would be killing it with Justin Herbert right now. Like, man, they are so stupid. And even Jordan Addison. Like, I'm sure, like, most people would rather say that they would rather have Jordan Addison, you know, with Herbert than Quentin Johnston. Man, like, Chargers always, like, who the fuck is the guys making their call on, like, okay, we got these four guys. We're going to take this guy. And, like, it's the, always the worst out of all the four. Derek said, Ladd, I think we'll play the slot. I mean, I guess we hope for that, right? Because it should equal a lot of a lot of targets, a lot of catches. Meals, I'm staying away from the Chargers offense. The reason why people are going to be taking people on the Chargers offense is because they're going late. Like, that's why. They're going late. Josh said, who do you like, Roman Wilson or Jermaine Burton long term? Damn. So it's so tough to go, like, against the grain on Steelers third round wide receiver pickups, because like they've had so many good ones like over the year, over the years. But Jermaine Burton, though, yeah. And I mean, me and Derek, I think, are on the same page there. I like Roman as a talent more, but Jermaine Burton going in there and being like, you know, if he, I mean, he's got to end up getting that, you know, Tyler Boyd role, but I think he can fit into that Tyler Boyd role and where you're like the third guy, you know. And third guy is third fiddle, like, on that team. I mean, Chase and Higgins, I mean, they were getting, fuck, I mean, I think both guys were getting close to, if not over, the 20% target market share. I mean, if Jermaine Burton can go in there and get, like, 15% of the target market share, like, let's say, like, 3 or 4 weeks in, I bet he's someone who's going to be a waiver wire, like super waiver wire darling in redraft, because there's no reason he should be drafted in redraft leagues. But yeah, Jermaine Burton, that's who I like more long term. Yeah, same thing. Emil, yep. Love both of their film. Lean Burton due to tied to Burrow. Yeah, I mean, everybody wants the guy tied to Burrow versus the guy who's tied to Russ Wilson. Yeah, Emil, Roman Wilson is nice. And I think you were one of the people who's been hyping him up like long before the NFL draft, right? Yeah, Derek said Steelers run too much to me. Yeah, and I don't think that that's really going to change, right? I mean, it's a grind it out like style of football. And that's why Najee, like I really, really like Najee this year, because you're getting him so fucking late. So late. Like, it's insane how late you're able to get him. What up, Hassan? He said, one day left till the 4th of July Independence Day parades and fireworks show tomorrow. Yes, sir. It's pretty crazy because, like, every year, when I was in San Diego, it would be Like, we would be going to, like, specific spots. And, like, having to go to, like, the specific spots or whatever. And, like, now, I mean, shit, there's literally a park with, like, a huge-ass, like, parking lot and huge-ass parking lot and just a whole bunch of open space. And last year, all we did was go there, and there were so many people who were just setting fireworks off, like, there. Bake said Burton's more talented than Wilson. I'm a Michigan fan. Jermaine just had anger issues with all of his coaches that could move the needle for Rome. We'll see. We shall see. Tech said thunderstorming here next 3 days after today. So no fireworks here in Philly and New Jersey. Looks like this year for us. Damn. I mean, fireworks are kind of overrated. I don't even know how. I don't even know how we would how we do this with Regal. Yes, we'll do some fireworks for tomorrow. Hell yeah, yeah. I don't even know how it's gonna work for Regal. It's gonna be super loud. I don't even know if Noble really cares about fireworks. I feel like he doesn't. But we'll see if he wants to go see the fireworks tomorrow, though. All right. Let's see. What else do we got? What else do we got to talk about? Today could be a short show. We got a best ball draft going down today. Tino in the house. What up, bro? Man, that Adam Cole shit was hilarious when he went off on Pat McAfee, ready to fight him. Like, oh, you're going with the little thing again? He's got, like, definite little man complex. It's fucking hilarious. You're going with the little thing again? Fucking throws the mic on the ground. Oh, man, that shit's so funny. What a fucking savage. What a savage. What else do we got? Yeah, we talked about pretty much everything. It's because the news is so boring right now. I mean, shit, the big news is Bronny signing his huge $7 million deal, 8 years, and LeBron James signing his huge 2-year, $104 million. Damn. So crazy. So combined between the two of them for the next 2 years, they're making 107 and some change million. Damn. Wherever you guys are watching, hit the like button, smash that like button, hit the share button, make sure you throw in a comment if you're not feeding the chat already. Toyota One said 64 days till kickoff. Man, we are so close. We are so close. 64 days until kickoff. Woo! And you know, it's crazy. We're under 30 days in the kickoff for the kickoff in the Hall of Fame game. I know a lot of people don't pay attention to the Hall of Fame games and stuff and all the other preseason games, but I'm actually doing squares for the Hall of Fame game and for at least three games per week. We did that last year and they filled up pretty easily, so we're going to do it again. A lot of diehard football fans. Tino. Yeah, I just showed that. I just showed that. We'll show it again because it is super funny making fun of the fun of the Giants. They are so stupid. Emil said preseason don't count. Well, we got ways that you can make money in the preseason. So we and it's going to be all the drafts going on. But yeah, preseason don't count. Turn one. Any football is a good day. That is for sure.
Say Saquon franchising and trading him. I don't think is realistic.
Are we positive that nobody is going to pay him that kind of money? Like, there's nobody in the draft. There's no free agents, receivers that are going to, they're either going to be going back to their team at $20 million.
I mean, who would you say would go sign up running back to that dollar amount?
A team that's, I mean, anyone that has money to spend.
There's a lot of running backs in free agency.
Yeah, but are any potential difference makers really? Like, after you watch this film?
Even if Saquon's number one on your board, do you imagine anyone's going to have such a gap between Saquon and Jacobs, Pollard, Henry, whoever else, that they're going to want him at $12 million a year or minus whatever we're willing to eat and send a draft pick?
Right. And then if we did,
I think this is just some hype videos, Derek.
Give up.
I don't know if it officially
started. I just think all the teams that need a running back are going to look at Saquon. Do you feel good about eating $3 to $4 million for a fifth round pick? Like, I wouldn't.
I don't know. I'm not. There's no guarantee we can trade him. So, you know, having the needs that we have in a $12 million, 27-year-old running back.
And Tino said, what RB's in free agency? Well, they said Josh Jacobs, and that was it. But it's like, yeah, Saquon and Josh Jacobs. It's like two. But, yeah, so stupid. The Giants are morons. It's funny to see shit like that. And I don't know when Hard Knocks I don't know when it started. Let's go see. Oh shit, did it already start? Oh yeah, it aired yesterday. It aired yesterday. Okay. We're gonna have to watch it. Yeah. I'll see if I could find it. Maybe we could stream it on maybe we could stream it on Rumble or something. Tina said, y'all need VPNs. I got it. And don't worry, we'll figure this out. I'm sure we'll watch. Let me see. I bet I get it on the same. On the same place where we've been watching the other movies from. Let's see. Nope, maybe not. I'm sure I could find it easily. Jaws said, Bronny and Bron Sr. will be busy filming commercials. LA is a nice spot to wind down a career. Short trips to the studio, for sure. I mean, that I said that long before, like, before he even went to LA, I was like, all this work that he's doing in LA, because he was an executive producer of Survivor's Remorse, which is actually a good show. I mean, Survivor's Remorse was a real good show. It only lasted 4 seasons, though. It was when they killed off Mike Epps. That's when they pretty much killed off the show. But he was an executive producer and name over there. I don't know how much he was involved. And then they've been doing that fucking podcast or whatever. That podcast or whatever they've been doing. Derek said, my girl's coming from Connecticut today around like 2 p.m. for the rest of the week for a B-day tomorrow, so I may not be here rest of the week. We'll catch a show when I can. If not, see y'all Sunday. Hey, we know how it goes. Have fun, Derek. Salute. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see if any one of these have it. What up, Jamie? We're talking about some Hard Knocks with the Giants. Showed one of the showed a clip from Hard Knocks, and they're so stupid. They're just like, you actually think like anybody would pay for Saquon? Like, do we actually think that? Damn it. Yeah, let me see. What season of Hard Knocks is this? Yeah, what season is it? Let's see here. Yeah. Oh, this is the Miami Hard Knocks. We have to figure out where to watch it. I don't know. I'm sure there's a place. Tino said, you talk about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese being on the same team. No, the all-star team. I mean, of course they're going to get it in the votes. It's crazy. So last year, the winning vote getters, I think, was Asia Wilson with like 90,000 votes or something like that. And like Angel Reese had over 700,000 votes. So crazy. Bake said, you imagine Brian talking to his dad. I'm tired of living in a shadow. Shut up, Junior. It can only be one Highlander. Home took a shit on me. I didn't have access to anything the last couple days. Or phone. Yeah, damn it. That sucks. Auto picked in Bill and Ted. Man, that sucks. In the number 69.
69, dude.
Damn it. But yeah, Tino, is that what we're talking about? Them being on the same all-star team? Because there's two all-star teams. No, I actually did not talk Clay to the Mavs. We were talking to Chris yesterday, and he said he hoped for the Lakers, but he said probably to the Mavs. Yeah, that's a good move for them for sure. I mean, I know Clay's no spring chicken. He's not what he once used to be. But, yeah, that's a really good move for them because now they got at least someone else besides Luka and Kyrie who can actually score the ball. So, yeah, I mean, great move all around for them. Yeah, I wonder why they are on the same all-star team. I wonder, do they do East and West? I'm assuming that's what it has to be, right? East and West all-star team. And I don't think any women that are on the USA team are on the all-star team, right? Is that how it worked? Something like that. I think there's 12 who made it on the USA team. Where can we find this Hard Knocks? Yeah, it's got to be East and West because I know they still have. The Eastern and Western conferences. Let's see. Uh-oh, think I found it. Oh, no. Let's see. Let's see. I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. Not off of that link. Yeah, so all I know is Reese and Caitlin about to ball the old chicks up. Man, it's crazy how much people are hating on Caitlin still, but I talked about it. I went to the Caitlin Clark Aces game yesterday, and they got their asses whooped. They got their asses whooped. They were in it for the first half. Asia Wilson and Kelsey Plum, I mean, they weren't... kind of like they were just doing all their missing in the first quarter. Because, man, I'm pretty sure both of them finished with over 30. They were balling them up out there. Balling them up. Let's see here. Trying to get a link to play Hard Knocks the first season. I mean, the first episode. So they have 5 episodes. So this is going all the way through the end of July for the Giants. These idiots. Yeah, and if I could figure out how to stream this, I'll just stream them all on Rumble. You know, we can watch them there. Other people could jump in. Just gotta find out where the hell this could be streamed from. And Tino, you have a link where this could be streamed from. Because it's so new, it's not even on the streaming service that we have. Because, yeah, I don't even know if HBO Max, if we'd be able to do it off of there. Those guys are real sneaky the way they get shit set up. Let's see. For Hard Knocks, episode 1. Hard Knocks, episode 1. And I know they don't have any, like, free trial or, like, anything like that, right? So I don't think so. Yeah, need a link for it if you know where one is. All right, you're the man, Tino. Yeah, I'm sure it's out here somewhere, but there's so many fucking... Then we can just do a reaction to it. Uh-oh, let's see. Reddit usually never fails. No. Nothing on this thread, at least. Come on. Where are all the sharks out there? None of them? None of them have it? Yeah, people are talking about it, and people have the trailer posted, but that's pretty much it. One of these sites has to have it. Maybe I just need to go farther down the rabbit hole. But yeah, I definitely want to do a reaction video to this. Gotta find it. Come on. I don't want to have to sign up for HBO Max to get it in good quality. Yeah, this sucks. This is bullshit. Why can't we find it anywhere? All right, we're gonna have to smoke another bowl. Maybe that's what it is. We're going to find it. We're going to find it somewhere here. We're looking for Hard Knocks, looking at how we can stream episode one. And I don't know, even if I do have to get HBO Max for 1 month, there is a $16 one where it said no ads. And then maybe a couple people could just sign up on Rumble and makes it all worth it. Right? Tina said, down. I'm trying to Google for one, too. And said, brother, I got that shit locked down. Yeah, see, I may just have to buy Max for a month. And, you know, we get a couple people to subscribe on Rumble or something, you know, for $5 each. That'll, you know, that'll just help pay for it anyways. And then we'll bring it to the people. Let me see. 10 o'clock. Wonder. Could start it right. Could just go buy it on HBO Max and start it right now. Then we can watch the first episode and I can start. I can shut down the stream on Rumble and like start a stream over on Rumble. Yes, it is out in America, Tino. It's on HBO Max at July 2nd. So it dropped yesterday. So it's going to be dropping every Tuesday for the next 4 weeks. He said the hat tells me you've done DMT a few times. I hope so. Yeah, the hat's super trippy, right? Grassroots. Hell yeah. Yeah, this is some bullshit, man. They're keeping Hard Knocks under a serious lock and key. Damn it. Fucking clogged it. Yes, sir. Grassroots shout out. Hell yeah. What up, Isaac? Yeah, so why do different countries get shows at different dates? Different contracts? I don't know. I mean, gets shot in America, so America's going to get it first. I mean, it's just the way that it is. You the man, Isaac. You said much love. Got to bounce. I subbed up though. Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. Yeah, see, we get some cool people coming in when we name the show Let's Smoke and Talk Sports. Yeah, this is the elevated sports show, sports talk show, sometimes a sports trash talk show. But yeah, always smoking it up. Let's get it. Huh. What the fuck is it? Let's see. I'll probably just do it just so we can watch it. And I'll probably just do it so we can watch it. $17, get it for the month. I mean, might have to have it for 2 months, but we'll just we'll make sure to stream all of those. Yeah, because I don't know if we want to go to the one with ads. That'd be whack. It'd be cool if we could just download. If we could download it, I wonder if the ads would come on the download. Tim said, I remember the last dance I had in America, first few episodes, and Europe got all the episodes except the last one for us, man. That's some bullshit. Oh, well, something because of one of my, credit cards or something. I think I'm saving money on this, max purchase right now. Let's see what it'll end up being. Nope, nothing's changing. Yeah, tax write-off, you know it. You know it. Of course I'm putting that shit on there. Okay, so I got to shut down Rumble. Tina said, don't buy a giant stink. I mean, it's just going to be good content. That's really what it's about. Not really buying it for the Giants, more buying it for to give the 420 crew something to do together. So let me see. Maybe we'll let me see. What do you guys think? Should I play it now? Should I go create this stream now? And or should I wait and then we can do it here in like a few hours, maybe at like 1 or 2 o'clock, something like that. I'm not gonna do a night stream tonight for the draft. We do got a draft tonight though. What do you guys think? You guys down to watch it now or should I wait until like 1 o'clock? All right. Yeah, Toyota One said schedule a viewing. There we go. It'll be better. And we'll get it going in a few hours. All right. And then we'll be able to play it on Rumble. And then we'll be doing the live reaction shot. Yeah, I said wait, I have more people announced on Patreon and Sleeper. Yeah. Yep, all right. Sometimes I just want to do things fast, but that's the better way. That's a better way. And then I can just go share it in all the different leagues and all that. All right. Well, cool. We'll do that in a couple hours here. I got to make sure that I guess first I got to buy it and make sure that we can actually stream it without without any interruption or anything. But all right, we'll smoke another bowl and I'll get ready to go set all that shit up. And then we'll get the live reaction. Then we actually get the reaction on YouTube and all that as well. Then we get to promote the 420 crew. Then we get to promote the 420 crew sports Rumble channel. That's where we'll watch it. Yeah, Rumble's the shit. Get more people over on Rumble. Because that's where during the season, I mean, we're going to be playing NFL Sunday Ticket. Like there, you know, and it'll be just one of those things where we have a handful of us on and then we'll, you know, we'll kick it in the background for a while and all that. But yeah, should be, yeah, this year should be the most fun year streaming wise on Sundays. Because, yeah, people actually be able to watch the games now, watch the games with us. And, yeah, we're going to be telling more people, like, Rumble's going to be the place for the Q&A. Like, we're going to be pushing everybody over there. You want to get your questions answered? Go over to Rumble. Go over to Rumble. Need to figure out their, behind the scenes, like, shit. Because I know I can, guess it's just a little bit more limited than StreamYard. That's one of the things that sucks with, like, the layouts and, like, shit like that I can use. All right, Toyota One said, can't wait. Yeah, let's say, yeah, I'm trying to think, buy some time. Yeah, I'd say like 3 o'clock. Say like 3 o'clock, so about 5 hours from now. And yeah, I'll make sure that I go get it first. Make sure that I can stream it before I announce it, because I know some of these places, they got like the blockers on it and shit. Oh yeah, that was the one. All right. Love shouting out the producers at the end of the show. All of our 420 crew Patreon members, the All Access members, the Elite members, the Superstar members, all the Ultimate members, everyone who's subscribed. All the Ultimate members are the ones who are subscribed on multiple platforms or an investor in one way or another. Appreciate you guys. Yeah, if you want to become a producer of the show, you go to 420crew.com and then you get signed up as a superstar member or higher. A lot of perks come with being a 420 crew member, so make sure you go get signed up. Yeah, and we'll see you back here in a couple hours for the Hard Knocks watch along. Peace out, everybody.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the boom. 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 Y'all don't really want it now.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.